Radio, 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Beryl is barreling towards the Texas Gulf Coast, and a mandatory evacuation has been ordered in Refugio County. In Seabrook and Harris County, business owners like Fred Bartolome are nervous.
It is really scary. I don't know. You cannot sleep at night thinking, you know, what will happen next and all this kind of stuff.
Beryl, blamed for 11 deaths in the Caribbean, expected to make landfall Monday as a Category 1 storm. About 130 million people in the U.S. are under some kind of heat advisory from coast to coast. The political heat continues on President Biden. Angie Craig of Minnesota today became the fifth congressional Democrat to call on the president to leave the race. And sources tell ABC the top House Democrat Hakeem Jeffries is meeting Sunday with ranking members, where the president's candidacy expected to be a main topic. And Caitlin Clark, with 19 points, 13 assists and 12 rebounds, became the first ever WNBA rookie to record a triple-double. This is ABC News. The world's largest pile of trash is expected to take years to clean up.
In their quest to scale Mount Everest every year, climbers from around the world don't just bring themselves, they bring their stuff, and then they leave it behind. Now there's so much garbage at Mount Everest's highest base camp near the peak that Sherpas say it'll take years to clean up. A team of them has been working to clear the trash on the world's tallest mountain. 11 tons worth removed this year's climbing season, including four dead bodies and a skeleton frozen in ice. It's estimated there could be up to 50 tons more garbage up there. Dave Packer, ABC News.
A Delaware judge refused to dismiss a lawsuit that was filed by former business advisors to music icon Prince. Pair claim an agreement replacing them as managers of an LLC established with three of Prince's siblings was invalid. Prince died without a will in 2016. His six siblings inherited equal interests in his estate. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good afternoon. WRCO News is sponsored by TC Autoworks, a quality pre-owned dealer with a full-service automotive repair facility for foreign and domestic cars and trucks. The forecast for tonight includes a low of 60 degrees, showers, possibly a thunderstorm or two late. Sunday, mostly cloudy and humid, showers at times, possibly a thunderstorm, and a high of 79. Right now in Richland Center, following the high of 80, it is 79 degrees.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you can trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO News. A flood warning continues through tomorrow afternoon for the Kickapoo River at Viola, affecting Richland and Vernon counties, and at Gaze Mills, affecting Crawford County. Recent rains have produced minor flooding along the Kickapoo River at Viola and Gaze Mills. At 7:50 this morning, the stage was 13.8 feet. Bankful stage is 13 feet. The river is expected to rise to a crest of 14 feet. Yet today, flood stage is 14 feet. Take precautions when in the area. Turn around, don't drown when encountering flooded roads. Most flood deaths occur in vehicles. Motorists should not attempt to drive around barricades or drive cars through flooded areas. Additional river and weather information is available at weather.gov/lacrosse. A police chief says people living downriver of a Wisconsin dam that was breached by floodwaters have been allowed back into their homes following an evacuation order, and many of them now face the mess of cleaning up flooded basements. Manawa Police Chief Jason Severson says the dam along the Little Wolf River was breached Friday afternoon by rain-driven floodwaters that eroded an estimated 50-foot-wide portion of the dam. He said today that homes south of Manawa's dam were ordered evacuated Friday, but that order was lifted at 5 o'clock Friday night in the eastern Wisconsin city, some 55 miles west of Green Bay. He's staying in the race, President Joe Biden in Madison on Friday, attempting to reassure worried Democrats that he's still fit to serve a second term.
What do you think? You think I'm too old to restore Roe v. Wade to law of the land?
No!
You think I'm too old to ban assault weapons again?
No!
To protect Social Security and Medicare?
No!
To get child care, elder care for working families who need the nation? To make billionaires finally start to pay something beyond 8.2% of the tax rate.
Biden hammered former President Donald Trump for his repeated lies, in particular, Trump's claim he had no role in the January 6th insurrection.
We all saw with our own eyes. We saw he sent thousands to attack the Capitol. We saw police being attacked, the Capitol being ransacked, the mob hunting for Nancy Pelosi. Gallows set up to hang Mike Pence.
Biden highlighted one of former President Donald Trump's misstatements.
He said in his 4th of July speech 5 years ago, he said, George Washington's army won the revolution by taking control of the airports from the British. You talk about me misspeaking. Airports from the British in 1776. It's true, he is a stable genius, this man.
The event in the Democratic stronghold also featured Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and Madison's Congressman Mark Pocan, both of whom threw their full support to Biden. Wisconsin's Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin was not at the rally. Baldwin, who's seeking a third term, was campaigning elsewhere in the state. The River Valley High School Music Department has succeeded in winning another Jerry Award. The fall production of Bright Star won a Best Outstanding Musical Award in June at the Overture Center in Madison. Ryan Kane and David Van Holgren also won awards for Best Outstanding Supporting Role, and Leah Drakenberg won a Spirit Award. The Jerry Awards, one of Wisconsin's high school musical awards programs, encourages, recognizes, and honors excellence in high school musical theater. The program elevates the importance of musical theater within high schools. Educators and industry professionals review productions at more than 85 high schools in 30 counties around the state, providing valuable feedback. Other Jerry Award winners from the area include the Reedsburg Area High School for Mamma Mia. Awards were given for outstanding musical direction to Scott Brewer and Kristen Sporkarowski, a Spirit Award to Jenna Penquitz, Brian Pittman for outstanding lighting design, for outstanding overall design, and outstanding stage crew. School and student achievements are honored and featured in the awards show at the Overture Center in June, and two outstanding performers were selected to represent the program at the National High School Musical Theater Awards competition in New York City. The Richland Hospital and Clinics is pleased to welcome back Martine Bandewolk, APNP, to its primary care team. Martine provided care at the Richland Medical Center from 1986 through 2019 and will be returning to the Richland Hospital to join the team at the Spring Green Medical Center, working alongside Dr. Christine Cornelius and Tanya Neumeyer, APNP. Martine's approach to care focuses on building relationships with her patients. In addition to her work as a primary care provider, she has also been a nursing instructor at Edgewood College in Madison, where her teaching focused on interpersonal communication. Listening to patients, she says, is a critical element of care. Martine says she is also a firm believer that people must help themselves, and the healthcare provider's role is to offer support and guidance. Patients familiar with her are likely to remember her warmth and easy manner. Though she points out that she can be tough when she needs to be, that bluntness is always used in her patient's best interest. For Martine, coming back to the Richland Hospital and Clinics feels like coming home. She also welcomes the opportunity to connect with her community in Spring Green, the town she has lived in for many years. The Spring Green Medical Center offers care for patients from birth through old age, providing in-network coverage for Quartz, Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield, and Dean Health Plan. Patients interested in scheduling an appointment with Martine or Spring Green Medical Center's other providers are encouraged to call 608-588-7413. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is now accepting applications for the eCycle Wisconsin Electronics Collection Grant for projects hosting an electronics collection site or event between September of 2024 and December 2025. The DNR will award up to $100,000 in grants to businesses, local and tribal governmental bodies, and nonprofits. The amount awarded for grants each year is based on available funds from fees electronics manufacturers pay as a part of the eCycle Wisconsin program. Financial support for additional collection sites and events will make it easier for residents to recycle unwanted electronics. The DNR will give priority to projects in counties that do not have a permanent collection site to all residents registered under eCycle Wisconsin. This includes projects in Crawford and Iowa counties. Applications are due Wednesday, July 31st. For more details and a link to the application form, visit the DNR's eCycle Wisconsin information for collectors website. WRCO News Time is 11 minutes after 5.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Dead battery on America's birthday? America's number one battery destination is here to help. AutoZone has free battery testing and charging at every store, and batteries starting at just $79.99. With our 4th of July sale, we have savings to help you red, white, and do any other jobs you've been putting off. It's everything you need to get back on the road at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use Switch Assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Here are today's vital statistics. Lisa Everson, 64, of DeSoto, died April 6th at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A celebration of life will be held Sunday at 11 at Blackhawk Park near DeSoto. The Sealand Funeral Home in Coon Valley is assisting the family of Lisa Everson, 64, of DeSoto. LaVon Strand, 97, of Woodman, died Thursday, July 4th, at home. A funeral service will be held at noon Monday at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Sunday from 3 until 6, and again Monday from 11 until the time of the service at noon. In lieu of flowers, donations to first responders of Woodman are appreciated. LaVon Strand, 97, of Woodman. Joanne Schmitz, age 94, died June 28th. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Tuesday from 10 until the time of the Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Okooch Mountain Humane Society or St. Mary's Catholic Church or school. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service Richland Center is assisting the family with their arrangements. For Joanne Schmitz, age 94. Stanley Arthur Hendricks, 61, of Richland Center, died Thursday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Saturday, July 13th at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. A live stream of the service will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday, July 13th from 10 until the time of the service at 11. The family suggests memorials in Stanley's name be directed to the Pine Valley Community Village Foundation. Stanley Arthur Hendricks, 61, of Richland Center. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Faith Smith and Scott Dilley had a daughter, Aaliyah Luann.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hello, I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. I hope you're having a great weekend so far. The past few days since the start of July, our area picking up about 1 to 4 inches of rain. Maybe you received more than 4 inches of rain, but that's in general for parts of southwest Wisconsin. And looking ahead, not as much rain is what I anticipate. We will have periodic shower and storm chances going forward from this weekend into next week. But overall, it looks like the amount of rain in total cumulatively will be lower. So we'll keep our fingers crossed for that. Also, some good news indications later next week and toward next weekend, some heat. Nothing extreme, but certainly that heat to help with the growth of crops. So this evening, there is an outside chance of a shower or storm popping up across our region in southwest Wisconsin. Across the border in Iowa and Minnesota, chances are better. Can't rule it out, though, that a brief shower or storm may develop. And partly cloudy otherwise as we head into tonight, with temperatures sliding from the 70s into the 60s, increasing clouds overnight. Showers will develop and approach after midnight. Maybe a thunderstorm embedded in that batch of showers. Low temperatures tonight near 60. And Sunday will be mostly cloudy and humid. Showers passing through in the very early morning, minor rain amounts, and then in the afternoon and evening, scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible. I'm not expecting anything significant, but certainly a quick quarter to a half inch of rain could fall if you are underneath a thunderstorm. Highs on Sunday around 79. Sunday night, mostly cloudy with areas of showers and storms still passing through the region, and lows around 62. And Monday, mostly cloudy and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible, primarily in the afternoon and evening, highs around 81. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, all those days feature small chances for a brief shower or two, maybe a thunderstorm, particularly in the afternoon and evenings with the daytime heating. Highs Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday in the low to mid 80s and lows around 60, pushing 90 toward the end of next week. I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. I hope you have a great day.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community, and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com. Degrees at WRCO Radio with a little bit of sunshine today. Yesterday's high 75. We did pick up 17/100ths of an inch of rain. Also, today's high has been 80. The low this morning early on was 60 degrees. Looking in the record books, the record high goes back to the year of 1986. It was 100 degrees. Record low, 42 in the year of 1967. Last year's high was 77 with a low 56. Sunset will happen at 8:44 this evening. Sunrise time, 5:28 tomorrow morning. Right now in Richland Center, we have a southeast wind, which is happening around 3 miles per hour. Also, the barometer is at 29.93. No precipitation today. Hazy sunshine, the rule, and we're down 1 from the daytime high. It is 79 degrees. Again, a reminder, the flood warning continues for the following rivers in Wisconsin. The Kickapoo River at Viola, affecting Richland and Vernon counties. And also in the Kickapoo River at Gaze Mills, affecting Crawford County. Those are the two rivers closest to our area that are having some problems. And hopefully that water will recede as the weekend continues. And right now, again, at WRCO Studios, 79 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
WRCO, it is time now for an update courtesy of the WRCO Sports Booster Club.
All American, helping make all of your jobs easier. Visit All American Do It Centers in Tolma, Sparta, and Richland Center. Stafford Funeral Home, families will find that they are willing to work with them to provide services from the traditional to completely personalized. And Bob at Chitwood Electric, providing sales and service of electric motors and Schaefer barn fans, plus electric motor rewinding and repair.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. Here's a look at the hometown and baseball games coming up in the area tomorrow. Argyle at Ridgeway. Verona plays at Pine Bluff Mount Horeb. Wyota at Hollandale. Also, Schulzburg-Benton travels to Dodgeville and Belleville at Blanchardville. Plus, Arena travels to Muscadet. Muscadet Mudcats have struggled at times this season, and there's hope for the future, though, with a lot of young players, according to manager Terry Zebarth.
What impressed me right now is we've got a group of guys that are pretty well the same group that are showing up. They're excited about it. I know we haven't had the wins, but it's coming along, and they see that, and we're excited about the future.
For Arena, they've had a good season and looking at possibly qualifying for the playoffs.
We're tied for sixth place right now, but with the tiebreaker with Schulzburg-Benton, We're actually in the seventh seed right now out of 8 teams. So it's important we keep winning because this section is competitive, and you really got to come out and play your best. You can't give anything away, and because anybody can in this section can beat you on a given day.
That's Arena manager Nick Jennings. We'll have a game tomorrow on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Arena plays at Muscadet. That's a 1 o'clock first pitch time. Will Smith homered three times. Freddie Freeman singled in the go-ahead runs with two outs in the eighth inning. And the Los Angeles Dodgers rallied past the Milwaukee Brewers 8-5 last night. Freeman helped snap a 5-5 tie. Reese Hoskins had a grand slam for the Brewers, who led 5-2 in the fourth. Smith's third homer in the seventh inning tied the game at 5. The other Dodger catchers to hit three home runs in one game are Yasmani Grandal in 2016, Mike Piazza in 1996, and Roy Campanella in 1950. Pregame time for the second game of the series, the Brewers at the Dodgers, is coming up at 5:40 today on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. First pitch time at 6:15. Jose Miranda of the Minnesota Twins singled in the fourth inning for his 12th straight hit in an at-bat. MLB says that ties the longest streak in Major League history. Miranda entered the game Saturday against the Astros with 10 consecutive hits. He was hit on the arm in his first plate appearance. After being examined by the Twins training staff, Miranda remained in the game. In the second inning, he drove Hunter Brown's first pitch into center field for an RBI single. He's now tied with Johnny King of 1902. Pinky Higgins, 1938, and Walt Drapo in 1952 for the longest such streak. Caitlin Clark posted the first triple-double by a rookie in the WNBA history to rally Indiana to an 83-78 victory over New York today at Gainbridge Fieldhouse, snapping the Fever's 9-game losing streak to the Liberty. Clark finished with 19 points, 13 assists, and 12 rebounds for Indiana. Also, Aaliyah Boston finished with 18 points on 8-for-12 shooting and had 8 rebounds for the Fever. Thomas Walkup had 19 points, Giannis Antetokounmpo added 13 in 21 minutes, and Greece moved one victory from the Paris Games, eliminating Slovenia 96-68 from the semifinals of the Olympic qualifying tournament today. Bronny James looks so much like his famous father, LeBron James. Just during warm-ups, it had fans and others at Chase Center doing double takes. Oversized headphones on his ears and dressed in full Laker gear as he gears up for the NBA Summer League debut, the Lakers rookie even exhibited some familiar mannerisms and facial expressions. If all goes as planned, the 19-year-old James and his dad would become the first father-son pair to play in the NBA at the same time. I'm Phil Nee with a look at WRCO Saturday Afternoon Sports.
Driftless Area Hunters Outlet, LLC, 182 North Main, downtown Richland Center, has what you need to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. Visit dahuntersoutlet.com. Richland Family Prescription Center, service with a personal touch. New prescriptions and questions always welcome. Your family always comes first. And Rock Solid Forming on County X Blue River offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, concrete sealers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Summer is heating up at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Discover unbeatable deals on top brands like Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, Maytag, Speed Queen, and Frigidaire. The Town & Country team will install your new appliances and recycle your old ones. Now with two locations to serve you. The Superstore at 2490 Highway 14 in Richland Center and the newly opened showroom at downtown Reedsburg at 206 East Main Street. For store hours and details about the incredible summer savings sale, visit townandcountryrc.com.
Are you ready for a sizzling summer event? The Avoca Blue River Muscadet Lions Club is proud to present Ribfest Sunday, July 14th at the Lions Shelter at Victoria Riverside Park from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. or until sold out. Enjoy a tantalizing slab of soggy bottom barbecue ribs for just $18 plus sides like potato salad, coleslaw, beans, and plenty of cold beverages. You can even get it to go, plus plenty of family fun. The Avoca Blue River Muscadet Lions Club Rib Fest, Sunday, July 14th, from 11 until 2.
With great savings comes great service. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Like most people, you're looking for great rates on your car insurance, and we're here to help. Chances are you may be eligible for one or more of our auto insurance discounts, which unlock savings for you. Discounts like our Drive Safe and Save discount, multiple line discount, the Good Student discount, and our infamous Steer Clear discount. This could bring you up to 50% in discounts. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Backtracking Show on WRCO is sponsored by Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg. As our Retro Saturday continues, we'll take a look at some backtracking headlines in just a moment. Take the wheel to a world of adventure at Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg. UTVs and ATVs, snowmobiles and timber sleds, slingshots, hardworking Mahindra tractors, and so much more. You'll find it all at Jay's Power Center. Jay's mission is to provide a fantastic selection of top brands with the best buying experience and customer support. They service all makes and models with reasonable pickup and delivery services available. Visit jayspowercenter.com or better yet, experience it in person at Jay's Power Center. East Main Street, Reedsburg. Hello again, everyone. It's time for the Backtracking Show on WRCO. Today we'll be going back to some 70s and 80s chart classics and music history. Thanks for joining us at WRCO. We hope you're having a great weekend here in the summertime. This day in 1973, Dobie Gray was awarded a gold record for the biggest hit of his career, Drift Away. Fast forward to 2002, Gray re-recorded the duet with Uncle Cracker, the same song, when the track reached the Billboard Top 10 in 2003. 30 years after the original, Gray broke the record for the biggest gap between U.S. Top 10 appearances. Here is that original chart appearance of Drift Away from Dobie Gray. Yeah.
after day I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Beginning to think that I'm wasting time. I don't understand the things I do. The world outside looks so unkind. And I'm counting on you to carry me through. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll. You've given me. I want you to know I believe in your song. In rhythm and rhyme and harmony. You've helped me along, making me strong. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
The Beach Boys were all over the news. In Backtracking History, 1983, Wayne Newton replaced the Beach Boys at the White House 4th of July party after U.S. Interior Secretary James Watt deemed the band unsuitable for the occasion. A year later, the Beach Boys joined by Ringo Starr on drums, John Lodge and Justin Hayward of the Moody Blues on guitars, and Corey Wells and Chuck Negron and Danny Hutton of Three Dog Night. They were all together in an Independence Day concert in Washington, D.C. in 1983. 1985, the boys were playing an afternoon crowd of over 1 million in Philadelphia, joined by Mr. T, who sat in on drums. Later that same evening, they performed for over 750,000 people on the Mall in Washington, D.C. The 80s were pretty good for the Beach Boys.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys. There's a place called Kokomo.
That's where you wanna go to get away from it all. Bodies in the sand, tropical drift melting in your hand. We'll be falling in love to the rhythm of a steel drum band. Diamond Coco.
Boys on the Backtracking Show from WRCO. Out on the water in the summertime of 1974, over the 4th of July holiday weekend, the Hughes Corporation had the top tune in the U.S., a song featuring a lead vocal by Fleming Williams, who left the group shortly after the song was recorded. Talking about Rock the Boat, Don't Rock the Boat, maybe, a song that's been used a few times in commercials and movies over the years.
Your touches thrilled me like the rush of a wind, and your heart have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean. Oh, I need to have this.
drip that flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean. We've been sailing with a cargo full of love and devotion. So I'd like to know where you got the notion. Said I'd like to know where you got the notion. So I'd like.
Good summertime music from 1974 and the Hughes Corporation here on WRCO's Backtracking.
I'm Pastor Tim and this is Life Tracks. On July 4th every year, we celebrate Independence Day in these United States of America. The Declaration of Independence was written as just that. It was a declaration of our independence from the tyrannical government of Great Britain and her king. Our forefathers fought the British armies and shed their blood to secure our freedom as people separated from the oppression of the British government. As followers of Jesus Christ, we also can look to a declaration of independence from the tyrannical power of Satan and sin. That declaration was inked in the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed on a Roman cross of execution. That declaration sets us free from the oppression of sin. Romans 8 verses 1 and 2 says this, "Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit gives life and has set you free from the law of sin and death." John chapter 8, verse 36 says, "For if the Son has set you free, you are free indeed." 1 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, that person is a new creation. The old ways are gone and the new way has begun." So this 4th of July, let's celebrate the freedom that our country's heroes fought for and bought with their blood. But I trust that you'll also call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and ask for forgiveness so that you can receive the greatest freedom possible, the freedom from the tyrannical oppression of Satan's powers and sin that God gave us through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
We're at 79 degrees at WRCO on a Saturday. Retro Saturday continues. Our backtracking show is sponsored by Jay's Power Center. Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg is a one-stop power sports center with a commitment to quality customer service. It starts when you step in the door, and it never ends as long as you're a customer. From a snowblower to clear a short in-town driveway, to a UTV to enjoy a ride with family and friends, to a new Polaris slingshot, Triumph motorcycle, or hard-working Mahindra tractor, and a whole lot more. Jay's Power Center is a one-stop shop. Visit jayspowercenter.com or stop in today at Jay's Power Center, East Main Street, Reedsburg. Later on tonight, during Those Were the Days, we'll be flashing back to all the hits we play from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s. Also, we'll be stopping for a time and parking in 1982, summertime. It was a great time for music, certainly. Another one of my favorite years. Maybe I say that every year, or every week, but that one certainly is near and dear. And this song was up and coming for one of the biggest chart makers that particular year, Mr. Rick Springfield.
She's seeing tonight. Is she really going out with him? He's not her type. Doing all to do to me.
In 1973, this weekend, former Beatle Paul McCartney had a major release. It was a big coup for him, as he had the chance to sing the theme for a James Bond film. And the song would go on to reach number 2 on the U.S. charts during the summer of 73.
WRCO.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say,
Backtracking show on WRCO Radio with Sir Paul. Hope you're having a great summer weekend. Let's take you back now with Taylor Dane.
Yeah.
This weekend in 2001, in a major victory for record companies, a U.S. federal judge ordered file sharing service Napster to cease all operations. We hope you've enjoyed the Backtrack and show tonight. We're going back to a weekend in 1978 when pressings of the album cover for Some Girls by the Rolling Stones was halted because of some celebrities whose faces appeared on the album cover complaining, including Lucille Ball's. Had to redo the album cover. This was a big hit from that album. The Stones on Backtracking. Some of the big happenings and hot tunes from this weekend. The Backtracking era in the 70s and 80s. Chart data taken from Joel Whitburn's Record Research in Menominee Falls, Wisconsin. And now this is Phil Lee inviting you to join us for Those Were the Days. Right here on WRCO-FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Can you believe the next heating season is just a few months away? Hi, this is Amanda from Meyer Oil & LP. With a busy summer season, don't forget to call and get your summer